He's heating up! He's on fire! Pulls up, three-pointer. Bang! Bang! It's good! Wins the game at the buzzer!
What's good, Crypto Ballers? Manezine34 here, checking in on December 16th, Thursday. You might be wondering, you might be asking yourself, why is there a new episode on a Thursday? They put out every new show is Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Well, I dropped the ball on putting out the podcast on Wednesday. I got too wrapped up in wrapping presents. You see what I did there? That's a Christmas pun. I love it. So I didn't have enough time to record, and that is my bad. So we're going to do Wednesday's podcast today on Thursday, which is actually a blessing in disguise because we got the announcement of a couple big-time pack drops. We have a new Metallic Gold Limited Edition, a.k.a. MGLE, drop coming soon, and our first legendary drop of S3. So we're going to talk primarily about the Metallic Gold Limited Edition and a little bit about the legendary today. Just kind of a quick overview of quick initial thoughts of those two packs, and that is going to do it. So cue the music. Let's get right into it.
Just hit a button, Morty. Give me a beat.
Oh, man. Okay. All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've just entered into the realm of the Crypto Balls, where we cover everything NBA Top Shot and NFL All Day related, including pack job information, challenge updates, marketplace trends. We'll even help guide you on your showcase quest. And I am relieved to tell you guys that I'm finally able to release some, you know, of the information behind the scenes of the NFL All Day closed beta. I finally got the green light. We're going to have a really fun Friday podcast where, honestly, the more I look into the NFL All Day project, the more questions I have about it. On Friday is going to be a nice little, you know, therapy session. We're going to be venting. We're going to be talking about NFL All Day and give you guys my honest opinion, my thoughts, how I really feel about what is seemingly going to be the format of NFL All Day. Now, it's still in closed beta, so there's not a guarantee that the way that they're rolling it out right now to a small audience will be the way that they roll it out to the general public, because the way that they're doing these closed beta drops is true, then I have a little bit of concern. So, but we're going to save that for tomorrow. You didn't even have to wait that long. You listen to this podcast today on Thursday. Tomorrow we'll have the NFL All Day coverage for you. But today, first of all, shout out to my guy, Cade Cunningham. Today's National Cade Cunningham Day at NBA Top Shot. He's finally, it only took 5 base set drops, but we are finally getting the Cade Cunningham Top Shot debut, the quad badge moment. In the marketplace, with the current state that the market is in, I estimate that this moment will probably go between 250 to 280 range. I'm not sure it gets up to 300 because the market is pretty dry at the moment. And you know what's not going to make the market excited? Another base set drop. All right, so I don't know how that's a pretty fair FMV, aka fair market value, for all you guys out there that don't know what the hell I'm talking about. I think 250 to 275 range feels about right for the Cade Cunningham. Now, in the future, if Cade turns out to be the dude, then, you know, that could be a great price. But for a $9 pack and you have a chance to get like a 275 valued moment, that's really good. Now, here's the caveat, okay? You guys know these quad badge rookie moments, they're all 4K limited edition, meaning that there's only 4,000 of these things in existence. And in today's drop, only 1.8K are going to be released. 1,800 Cade Cunningham. So less than half of the 4K Cade Cunninghams are going to be released today. So if you're going to go in there and you're going to plan to max buy 10 packs, which you can do as long as you do 5, get back in line and get another 5. It has to be in 5 pack intervals. You can only do it twice. If your plan is to max buy 10 packs to try to get one of the 4K Cade Cunninghams, Keep in mind, there's only going to be 1.8K that are released today, so it is not going to be easy to secure Mr. Cade Cunningham. And honestly, that's all the time I want to spend on base set drop 5. Look, I apologize, guys, but I'm so sick of the base sets, okay? There really isn't much in it to get excited about, except the Cade Cunningham. And like I said, it's going to be very hard to get a Cade Cunningham pulled today with only 1.8K being released. And currently, at the time of recording, if you go on NBA Top Shot, whether it's on web browser or on your mobile device, there's an issue right now. There's a bug where it just says when you hit join lobby, you get met with an error notification saying, you know, sorry, but something went wrong, and it kicks you back to the homepage. So actually, let me double check, because that was about 10 minutes ago. I haven't tried to rejoin since, because I'm already on the fence on if I want to participate in this drop or not, because I've lost a ton of Dapper and we have the metallic gold coming very soon. So I don't know if it makes sense to max buy 10 base sets. And you still get the something went wrong, go back to the pack page and try again. So there is a chance that this drop actually gets delayed or pushed back. Now, here's an interesting, you know, bit. Today's Thursday. I wonder if there's issues in today's drop, because tomorrow for the closed beta users, there's going to be another NFL all-day pack drop, which I will cover briefly on tomorrow's podcast before we get into all the speculation. Tomorrow is going to be a very NFL all-day centric podcast. I'm very excited about it. I hope you guys are too, because I definitely have some concerns. All right. So with that being said, let's jump right into the rare metallic gold limited edition. Now, I love the metallic gold set. I think that they're really nice. They all have some, they have really nice mint counts. For series 2, the mint count was 499. It looks like the mint count is going up a bit in S3, but not too much. So here are the details, or everything you need to know about the metallic gold premium drop. So the drop date, that's important, right? It's going to be next Tuesday, December 21st. So it's going to become a Christmas week. What a Christmas present this could be. If only there was a way you could like gift full packs. You know how nice that would be if you could like, if you bought this pack and you got it and you could like gift it to like a family or a friend that, you know, wasn't able to get it as a Christmas present. That'd be nice, right? That'd definitely be a home run. Anyway, so the mint count, as I just mentioned, is going up. It's going from 499 up to 749. The mint count is going to be 749. Not as cool looking as the 499, but it's still under 1,000, which is good. 479, though, not quite sure how I feel about that. If you have any thoughts on the new mint count, please let me know on Twitter at CryptoBallersTS. Now, there's going to be 13,000 packs available, 13K. That's, you know, that seems about the standard going for rare, right? There's not a lot of packs available, 13K. That might be a touch on the high side. Now, another important piece of information is what is in the pack, right? You're probably going to want to know what your $89 is going towards. And it's going to be a 6-moment pack. It's going to have the one rare metallic gold limited edition and then 5 base sets. So most likely it's going to have the one 749 rare, and then it's probably going to have 560K CCs, which are not very exciting. So the $90 pack price, I think, is pretty fitting, because the metallic gold should be able to fetch you, you know, a floor of that. Metallic golds usually, depending on the player, of course, and then we know there's going to be challenges involved as well. Metallic golds usually can sell for upwards of $200, $300, maybe even $500, depending on who the player is. But I do believe that this will be a positive, I think it'll be positive estimated value on this pack. The rare alone should be able to get you more than your $89 back for the pack price. So this is a drop where I truly believe that we should all be trying to get, because it's, I feel like this is a very low risk pack. Now, with every pack, there's always the landmines. I describe landmines as players who just downright suck and have no value in the marketplace whatsoever, because those guys, if you get a rare of that guy, it's gonna hurt you. Now, the full pack list has yet to be announced, but I did piece together from multiple sources some players that are going to be included. So I have kind of a rough idea of the pack list, but there could be more added to the names that I'm about to give you. Now, some of the names that have been dropped or linked to this pack have been Anthony Davis, Chris Paul, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Miles Bridges, Lonzo Ball, and Franz Wagner. So those are some names that are connected to the Metallica Limited Edition drop. And then I have some additional names that I can add to the list. Actually, it looks like I only have one additional name I can add, and that's going to be Julius Randle. Now, of those seven names I gave you, I feel like there isn't too much for landmines. Franz Wagner, because he's a rookie, it'll have rookie badges on it. It will not be his debut, so it more than likely will not have the triple badge either. So it'll probably just be a two-badge rookie moment, so I'm not sure how much that'll go for. Not sure how many Franz Wagner fans are out there, but going off of past information when it comes to the metallic gold drops, there's usually about 10 to 12-ish players per drop that are going to be rare. And then there most likely will be two separate challenges where half the moments will be required for one side, the other half will be required for the other side. At this time, we not only do we not have the full content list of the pack itself, but we also don't know who the challenge moments are going to be for. Now, I should be getting that information soon. So as soon as I have it, I'm going to either break it on the podcast or I will put it up over on Twitter at CryptoBallersTS. But we will know who the challenge rewards will be. And that honestly will dictate how expensive these moments will become in the days leading up to the challenges. So if you know, there's going to be a LeBron James or Kevin Durant, then if you can guess which moments are the ones that are going to be for guys like that, those will take astronomical spikes in price. I almost said sprites. Spikes in price. If the challenge reward is for a Darius Garland or Jared Allen, shouts, I don't know why Cleveland Cavaliers came on the brain. Let's mix it up a bit and say RJ Barrett. Okay, we'll throw a Nick in there. If the reward is for one of those type guys, then I don't see the price point really coming up all that much higher than what they open up at the market at. So if it's a marquee guy, then you're going to really want to be all in on this drop. If it's not a marquee guy, then you could probably take it or leave it. And there might be, there'll still be some profit there, but it won't be, you know, as good as it could be. The challenge rewards can make or break a pack. You guys know this by now. I talk about it all the time. So I am very curious who the rewards are going to be. I'm more curious about who the challenge rewards are going to be than the rest of the player list, to be honest. Now, with every pack drop comes the collector score requirements. So there's going to be two queues for the Metallica Limited Edition. Priority queue will have 6.5 packs available. So it's essentially cut, you know, right in half. So the 6.5 packs available in priority and 6.5 packs available in general. So we're going to talk priority first. The queue opens up. The drop is at 3 p.m. Eastern. So a little later than what we're used to by about an hour. Usually drop times are 2 p.m. Eastern. This time it's going to be 3 p.m. Eastern. The collector score requirement to be to get into priority Q1 is going to be 7.5K. All right, that's not a wildly high collector score. I know there's people without bonuses that have that, but with the collector score bonus, you might want to check because a lot of people are going to qualify for this drop. I believe you get one collector score point per every $1 you spent in the marketplace and you still own the moment. So a lot of people are going to qualify for priority Q1, which could make 6.5K packs kind of difficult to get. So just keep that in mind. Now let's talk general queue. This drop is obviously going to be later. This is going to be 5 p.m. Eastern. The collector score requirement is only 2.5K. So a ton of people are going to qualify for this one, especially with the collector score bonuses that are implemented. And as I stated, there's going to be 6.5 packs available in there as well. So that's a good amount of packs that are going to be available in a general queue, which is interesting. Usually, you know, we'll see it flip-flopped, but this time the general queue has just as many as priority queue. There's just going to be less people that can get them. So if you miss out on priority, I definitely recommend hopping in general because there's a pretty decent, or maybe not decent, but there is a chance, better than normal, that you could actually get a rare pack from the general queue. So just keep that in mind. Make sure you check your collector scores right now because the bonuses are nuts. And we'll revisit the metallic gold drop once we have the full player list, but that's really all the information we have right now. So let's move right over to the first legendary drop of S3. Now, this one is going to be interesting as well because, well, the first thing that sticks out even more than the huge price tag is the date. They have this one also slated to drop the same day as the Metallic Gold Limited Edition, which makes zero sense to me. Deck the Hoops Legendary Drop is slated for Tuesday, December 21st, the same day as the Metallic Gold, which is wild to me. So the Metallic Gold, like I said, was scheduled to drop Priority Queue at 3 p.m. Eastern for priority. The Priority Queue for Deck the Hoops Legendary is slated for 12 p.m. Eastern. So it seems like it's legitimate and both drops are going to be the same day. Not sure how I feel about that. That is going to be a busy, busy day, especially if you're going to try and get both of these packs. So just keep that in mind, right? You're not mishearing me here. Both of these drops are the same day, which I truly find wild. All right, so let's just start off at the top. Now, we don't have as much information about Deck the Hoops Legendary, but this is what we got so far. So the price point is nuts. If you're driving, I recommend pulling over. If you're at work, I recommend pausing the podcast and picking it up later when you're alone, maybe in your room. Don't listen, don't unpause this if you're putting the kids to bed and listen, because you will yell and wake them up. The price point for Deck the Hoops is $999. That's right. We're just going to say $1,000. We're going to round it up the dollar because it feels better to say. This is a $1,000 pack. Holy shit. That is expensive. So let's see if it's worth it. So usually in legendaries from S2, it had the legendary moment. It have several metallic golds and then a handful of base sets, right? Well, not anymore. This is going to be a 9-moment pack that's going to have one rare Deck the Hoops moment, one metallic gold limited edition, just one, and then 7 base sets, which are more than likely going to be 60K CCs. Not a fan of that format at all. Now, there's going to be 470 total packs. That is a very low number, but there isn't going to be a ton of people that qualify for this pack, and I'll get to that in a second. So the mint count on the legendary Deck the Hoops moment is going to be 55. Now, for some comparison, Deck the Hoops in Series 2 had a mint count of 85. In Series 3, it's going to be 55. So they're going to be even more rare, or dare I say, even more legendary in Series 3, which is, a bit of a contradiction, because we were just talking about how the Metallic Gold Limited Edition has gone up from $499 to $749. The commons have gone up from 40K Limited Edition up to 60K CC, which will end up being bigger than 60K. But the legendaries are becoming rarer, going from 85 to 55. So that is interesting. Now, this will be a positive EV pack. It will. It truly will. Looking at some of the numbers from Deck the Hoops in Series 2, it seems like the average price, or the lowest price I've seen, is probably DeAndre Jordan, who has the lowest ask of $1,300, and the average sales price. So there was actually sales over the last 2 weeks. It says the last 5 sales were 1.2K, which isn't a huge profit off of a $1,000 pack, but bottom of the barrel players can still get you your money back. So this is going to be a pack where there's actually a good shot it's going to be positive EV if you can manage to come up with the $1,000 worth of Dapper. And not only do you need to come up with $1,000 of Dapper, you're going to need to hit the collector score requirements, which are monstrous. Oh, and before we even get into that, I should mention that this is like a special Deck the Hoops because it's the Deck the Hoops 2010s. So it's not from, stuff this season or last season. It's coming from the 2010s. So we have some really awesome moments in it. So I think this is going to be a very positive EV pack, especially when I tell you guys some of the players in. Well, now we don't have the full player list, just like the Metallic Gold, but the ones that we do have are reason to be really excited about this drop. or it'll frustrate you that you're not going to hit the collective score requirements. So I think it's time we get to those collective score requirements. Real quick, just to double back, Tuesday, December 21st, 12 p.m. Eastern for priority, 1:30 p.m. Eastern for general. I don't know if you guys noticed there, but there isn't a big time gap between Q1 and Q2, and that's because there's not going to be a lot of these packs available. So they should go rather quick once you get in, because if you have the collector score and the Dapper to get in here, you're probably not going to jump in line just to see if you would have gotten it. If you get in this line and you qualify, you're in it to win it, and I'm not kidding. So let's get to the collector score. For priority Q, you're going to need a collector score of 25K. Yes, that is 25,000 collector score points. That is wild to me. I know me personally, I come nowhere close to the 25,000 collector score. So I will not be in this priority queue at all. Even with the collector score bonus, which is a truly big bonus, with the bonus, I'm not even half of that. Now, I know there's people out there listening that are like, oh, I got that. You know, there's people out there listening that have that before the collector score bonuses. So to those people that have the collector score requirements to get into priority Q1, huge shout out to you. That is fantastic. I hope you get a pack and I hope you absolutely slay it. Another Christmas reference. Slay, slay it, sleigh bells, Santa rides on a sleigh. You get it? You see what I'm doing here? You're picking up what I'm putting down? Anyway, the general Q collector score is 10,000. Okay, so the 10K isn't as bad. There's going to be way more people that qualify for that with the bonuses. I think I'm like 30 collector score points away from the 10K, but I'm not even close to having the $1,000 worth of Dapper in my account right now to get it, even if I wanted to. So I'm not even sure, you know, what I'm going to do over there. But here's the players list. So I'm also going to read the description. Now, they give us six names. They give us six players that are going to be the legendaries. And they gave like a little tidbit of what the moment is going to be. So I'm going to go ahead and read the little write-up for each of these players. And then we're going to call it a day. We're going to get out of here. So the first player is Kevin Garnett. Now, I would like this KG because it's on the Celtics. It reads here, Kevin Garnett with a glorious dime in his first Celtics moment. Now, I'm a Boston Celtics fan. KG on the Celtics was, you know, one of my favorite Celtics of all time. Love KG. The fact that it's an assist isn't the greatest. I think assists are you know, at the bottom of my list for plays that you can have. I don't think that that's, you know, unusual, right? I think that there's people that agree with me that assists are probably towards the lower end of play type. But it's KG. It's Boston Celtics. This is a moment I would like to get. But again, I'm probably not going to be able to get one of these packs, but that's the Kevin Garnett. So it'll be his first moment on the Celtics. There's going to be a Kawhi Leonard, and their read up here goes Kawhi Leonard showing off his unparalleled two-way dominance. So this is probably going to be a steal leading to a dunk maybe, or a block leading to a three. It's going to be some kind of like double up where he makes a defensive play, he makes an offensive play. So that'll be an interesting one to see once we actually can view the clip itself. The Anthony Davis, AD, is going to be making his debut. So Anthony Davis is actually going to be in both drops on Tuesday, December 21st. He's also getting a metallic gold moment, and he's going to have a Deck the Hoops moment. So the read up is Anthony Davis showing off his elite rim protection for the Pelicans. So this is New Orleans Pelicans Anthony Davis. This is young AD. This is like one of the top three guys in the NBA, AD. All right, next up, and probably the low man on the totem pole here, is going to be Jimmy Butler. It reads here, Jimmy Butler with an impressive 40-foot buzzer beater. Okay, so do the math on that. It's about a half-court buzzer beater. We have a few of those moments on Top Shot already, but it's going to be Jimmy Butler from 2010. So he's going to be a Chicago Bull, which is pretty cool. That's when I was a Jimmy Butler fan. I kind of fell off the Jimmy Butler train when he left Chicago. You know, he went to several places after that. He did Minnesota, caused a lot of problems over there. He went to Philly, got out of Philly. You know, now he's currently on the Miami Heat, and they knocked out my Boston Celtics in the Eastern Conference Finals. So, you know, I'm on the F Jimmy Butler side right now. So that maybe that's why I'm saying Jimmy Butler is going to be the low man on this list. You guys tell me if any of these guys deserve to be lower than Jimmy Butler on this list. I don't think that that's all that crazy. Next, we have Klay Thompson. He's getting his second ever Top Shot moment. It says here, Klay Thompson shutting down a future Hall of Famer with elite recovery on defense. All right, so that's very interesting. It's a bit of a surprise that the Klay Thompson legendary moment isn't going to be, you know, some crazy shooting, some like a wild contested shot, maybe. The fact that it's going to be defense, there's a lot of defense showing up on this list. Kawhi Leonard, unparalleled two-way dominance. Anthony Davis, rim protection. Klay Thompson shutting down a future Hall of Famer. So we got a couple defensive plays. I like defensive plays, but it really depends on the clip. Big fan of blocks. Steals, it depends on the steal itself. If you pick off a passing lane, that doesn't impress me all that much. If you just straight up rip a guy, then I'm in. Now, I went out of order with this list. I moved one guy to save the best for last because the description makes me think of one moment in particular, and this would, hands down, depending on what the rest of this pack list looks like, this would be hands down the most expensive moment in the set. And it is coming from Mr. Dwayne Wade. And I'm going to tell you the description, and then you guys can figure out which play it is. You ready for this? Dwayne Wade with his first legendary moment, tossing an alley-oop to his running mate. Okay? So, all right, you know who had their first season with the Miami Heat in 2010? Mr. LeBron James. Yes, this should be the iconic alley-oop of LeBron throwing it up. Dwayne Wade throwing it up behind his head, doing his little arms out celebration while LeBron comes with the one-handed hammer down the paint. One of the most iconic plays that we've ever seen. So this moment, if this is the moment, and the description fits the profile perfectly, if that is in fact the moment, it will be the most expensive moment in the Deck the Hoops for Series 3, and it won't even be close. This will be the Holy Grail moment. If you're lucky enough to get this pack and you get the Dwayne Wade alley-oop to LeBron James, that is a wrap. That is a humongous payday and a huge congratulations to you. Now, again, both of these packs will be dropping the same day, December 21st, Tuesday. The Deck the Hoops will be in the morning. The metallic gold will be in the afternoon. Any more information I get on these packs, full player lists, I will be posting it up over on Twitter at CryptoBallSTS. Once we know the challenge rewards for both of these packs, I will let you guys know. Hopefully we can break it on the podcast. That would be ideal. If not, I'll be breaking it over on Twitter again at CryptoBallSTS. Thank you for checking in with me today. Hopefully you enjoyed a very jam-packed, information-full Thursday pod. May the marketplace forever be in your favor. And if you're lining up for the base set drop number 5 right now as we speak, you know, prayer hands to you. I hope you get a Cade Cunningham. It won't be easy. There's only 1.8K available. But if you can get one, that is a great profit margin on your $9 pack.